This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Tuesday, April 30th, 2019. This is Garrett Bampos reporting for CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. Can you believe it's already spring in Boston? The Red Sox season is underway, and Boston has begun its quest for another mind-blowing season to defend its World Series crown. Are you dying to feel a part of the action and don't know where to start? Well, there's only one place to get a share in the wins with the Sox. Just grab the odds and allow the experts at betonline.ag to do the heavy lifting for you. Sports, live betting, virtual casino, you name it. Betonline.ag is CLNS Media's preferred online sportsbook. If you're feeling lucky and you'd like to support our podcast, go to clnsmedia.com/SoxNews and use our promo code CLNS50 for that 50% sign-up bonus. That's CLNS50 at betonline.ag. Be sure to go online or use your mobile phone to sign up today and try in-game live betting, where you can participate with all the action on every play. That's betonline.ag, your sportsbook experts. Monday night was going like so many other games this season. The Red Sox dug themselves into a 4-0 hole almost three innings in. And Athletics infielder Jurickson Profar was turning to second base with the intent of turning the classic 4-5-3 double play when something strange happened. The bouncing ball got stuck in his glove during the middle of his throwing motion, and Christian Vasquez had just enough time to beat out the subsequent errant throw. Andrew Benintendi strolled to the plate next and hit a slow roller towards the first base side, which he miraculously managed to beat out. So now the bases are loaded, and up comes the reigning MVP champ, Mookie Betts. Well, the Boston right fielder picked the perfect time for a clutch hit, driving an RBI single. JD Martinez didn't waste any time following suit shortly after, punching an RBI single through the exact same gap. And just like that, the lead was cut in half. Knowing that his at-bat could make or break this defining moment, Xander Bogaerts wasted no time in blasting a two-run double over the head of Ramon Laureano. After being thrown out twice in the series between these two American League squads, the X-Men flaunted a wide smile. The damage didn't end there, though. Recent call, Michael Chavis, got in on the action with a two-run single up the middle, continuing a hot streak and capping off a six-run third inning. Now, there were no stadium-drawing home runs, no towering bombs off the Green Monster. It was simple small ball mixed with some grit and luck. If Jurickson Profar was able to get that ball out of his glove in time, the inning would have been over. But the bottom line is, he wasn't, and it cost Oakland big time. The Red Sox capitalized during a moment that they were practically gifted. And that's okay, because, to be honest, that's exactly what they needed. With the rocky start with Eduardo Rodriguez, the offense finally came to the rescue, and the support didn't even stop there. Insurance runs were added in the 5th, 7th, and 8th innings. They sure made up for the heart attack Fenway fans were treated to in the 9th, before Matt Barnes stepped in to put out the fire. Who knew the bullpen could cause such a scare without Craig Kimbrel? Going forward, production from the middle of the order seems to be settling in, and although Michael Chavis has yet to find his lockdown position on the diamond, his addition to the lineup has been key. Maybe a Rusty Castillo call could be happening sometime in the near future. Speaking of the future, do you need a place to post a job opportunity? Well, let me tell you, customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires. Post a job today at linkedin.com/garden and get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/garden. Terms and conditions apply. In an attempt to claim their first home series victory, Rick Purcell will lead the way in game two. The righty got his first win against the Tigers last week, holding them to 3 runs over 5 innings. On the other side of the mound is Aaron Brooks. The 29-year-old may have a 2-2 record and 5.33 ERA, but don't let that fool you. His numbers against the Red Sox say otherwise. Though he's only built up a 9-inning resume against Beantown, he holds a 2.89 ERA at Fenway. First pitch is scheduled for 4:10. Be sure to also follow CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. And don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Garrett Bampos for the Boston Red Sox news feed.